Welcome on in to the Jazz Talk Podcast. I'm your host, CJ Dieters. Now, we could get into a lot of the trends with what's been going on with the Jazz, especially since our last episode. Just want to let you know that they've been struggling. They've had a lot of health issues. They've had had a tough schedule over this last little bit. But the main thing I wanted to get into in today's episode is, so last night during the Jazz's game against the Timberwolves, Joe Ingles tore his ACL in his knee, which if you're not familiar with this type of injury, it takes a full year after surgery to recover from an injury like this. Joe Ingles is 34 years old. He's already not a very athletic guy. He's on the last year of his contract. There's some thought that this could be the end of Joe Ingles' career. Before the season started, you know, Joe is on the last year of his deal. Like I said, you know, he's from Australia. He's got a young family now. He's got three kids. I kind of thought that this may be his last season. Now, but, you know, with it ending so abruptly, I don't know if this is really the last year for him, because, you know, I feel like he would want to end his career on his terms. So there's a possibility that we may see Joe play in the NBA again. But there is that possibility, though, that he is done. So now the Jazz need to decide, what are they going to do now? What's the game plan? You know, Joe Ingles was the main guy involved in a lot of the trade talks that they had going. With guys like Robert Covington, Marcus Smart. But now that the fact that the other team would be getting back a guy that can't play for them, it kind of puts a damper on stuff like that. Unless they're looking just to get a pick out of it. You know, and then they just need Joe's contract to match the salary. Then, you know, maybe something like that could happen. I'm going to tell you what I've been thinking about and what I think the Jazz should do. So right now the Jazz are about $15 million over the luxury tax, which when it comes to the luxury tax, every million that you're over, it's in, it's kind of like tax brackets where you get a certain amount up and the amount you owe becomes higher. And so the Jazz, they're $15 million over, but that means that they have a tax bill of, I think it's like $38 million right now is what they're going to owe at the end of the year if they stay where they're at. Another thing with the tax is that after you've been in it for 3 years, you start to get into what's called the repeater tax. So basically everything doubles. That's kind of where the Warriors are right now. The Warriors tax bill this next year, or for this season, is going to end up being like $200 million that their owner's going to have to pay on top of what they already pay their players in salary. And so that's why I think right now it is a really good idea for the Jazz to get themselves out of the tax. This would be the first year that they're in the tax. If they get out of it, that clock restarts. So if they're in the tax next year, that would be year one of being in the tax instead of being year two, getting closer to the repeater tax. Now, the trade that I have in mind would be to call up the Thunder. The Thunder actually are underneath the salary floor, so they have to add salary by the end of this year just to keep up with league rules. So I would try and send Joe Ingles and Jordan Clarkson and their first round pick in 2026. You know, I know they like Jordan Clarkson, but this move is mostly about them getting out of the tax and kind of setting things up for the future around Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. So you send them those three guys. In return, the Thunder would send the Jazz Kenrich Williams, who is kind of a poor man's Joe Ingles. He's not as good of a shooter, but he can handle the ball. He can run the pick and roll a little bit. He's a decent defender, and he's only making $2 million for the year. And then also in that deal, you know, the Thunder throw in, you know, whether it be Ty Jerome, Darius Bazley, Mike Muscala, someone in the $2 to $4 million range, just to make the amount of players going back and forth the same. What this would do is it would get the Jazz out of the tax. So now there's a few reasons that you want to get yourselves out of the tax. Like I said before, it's just a lot of extra money that you're paying. But another big thing is that tax money doesn't just go straight to the NBA. It's dispersed among the teams that aren't over the tax, which is kind of an incentive to stay underneath it. And right now, each team that is underneath the tax is projected to get about $10 million from that payout. So teams like the Warriors, the Clippers, the Nets, the Jazz currently, when they pay that luxury tax bill, that money, again, will be dispersed to all the other teams that aren't in the tax. It'll be dispersed equally. And so the Jazz, by getting themselves out of the tax, would not only save themselves a $38 million bill, but they'd actually end up getting paid an extra 10. So that's almost $50 million that the Jazz would end up saving, basically, by getting themselves out of this tax. Now, I think the Thunder, they don't really have a reason to hold on to Jordan Clarkson from there, so maybe they send him on to, like, the Timberwolves, you know, for a guy like Torian Prince, who makes about the same amount of money. Maybe you can get another draft pick from the Timberwolves to take that on. And then they don't have a reason to hold on to Joe Ingles. And so what my thinking is Jazz also maybe send them some cash in the deal to make things a little easier on the Thunder. You know, send them, I think they could send out about $5 million. So send them the $5 million along with the players in the trade and have the Thunder buy Joe Ingles out of his contract. What they could then do, so Joe Ingles would just stay a free agent, but he could come back, he could basically stay in Utah. He never really has to go to Oklahoma City in this trade. Stay in Utah, rehab here, try and get himself ready, and if he feels like still coming back into the league, then the Jazz could sign him back on a minimum deal at that point and let him resume the rest of his career. As far as a roster construction goes for this, you know, the Jazz would still have their top four players, their big four, with Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, and Bojan Bogdanovic. You'd still have Hassan Whiteside, Rudy Gay around. It would maybe open up some minutes for guys like Elijah Hughes, Jared Butler, Trent Forrest, Daniel House. But then, you know, the Jazz got to decide from there, do they still want to really push for a title this year, or kind of hold things back and get ready for the next year? Now, it doesn't make any sense to lose more games to get a better draft pick, because they don't have their draft pick this year. It's going to belong to the Memphis Grizzlies. But, you know, they can start to get some of these young guys more minutes to get them ready for the next iteration of the Jazz. But the Jazz will also have a couple salary or a couple roster spots open as well. They could look to add guys on the buyout market, or that are already free agents. So if they bring Daniel House in, they'll have one roster spot open. If they sign him to a standard deal, you know, then the Jazz could look for your Jordan Clarkson replacement, because they already replaced Joe Ingles with Kenrich Williams. So maybe, you know, say a guy like Terrence Ross gets bought out, or, you know, any of these, you know, score first type guys, you can replace him. You know, maybe Lou Williams gets bought out by the Hawks. I can't think of anybody that's a free agent right now that kind of fits that bill of a microwave scorer. Or maybe they could look, instead of adding another microwave scorer, they could look to add a defender. You know, I know Amon Shumpert, Andre Roberson, Dante Exum are all still free agents right now. Or maybe a guy that's a really good defender gets bought out, a guy like Thaddeus Young. But the Jazz are in a tight spot right now. It really does not make sense at all to just hold on to Joe. They need to try and get at least something out of him. But I really think that the smart way to do this for the Jazz right now is to get out of the luxury tax and save themselves a bunch of money and save themselves the opportunity to use 3 more years in the tax without being extra penalized in the future. And, you know, like I said, they would still have the exact same starting lineup if they did a trade like that, like I proposed. You could still have Rudy Gobert, Royce O'Neal, Bojan Bogdanovic, Donovan Mitchell, and Mike Conley. Coming off the bench, you still have Hassan Whiteside and Rudy Gay. Eric Paschal's been coming on a lot, so maybe he can earn some more minutes. So really, you just got to replace 2 basically guards. You know, Joe Ingles basically plays backup point guard, and then Jordan Clarkson is a microwave scoring shooting guard. Daniel House can give you a little bit of stuff off the bench. I think Kenrich Williams can do, like I said, a lot of the things that Joe Ingles can. And so you're looking, again, you're looking for a replacement for Jordan Clarkson at this point. And I don't know if you really want that exact same skill set to be replaced. Now let's say the Jazz don't want to do this. They're fine with paying in the tax still. What could they get with using Joe Ingles and that first round pick in a trade? Now, you're no longer looking at the more high-profile guys from teams that are looking for immediate help. Like, I don't think Marcus Smart is an option anymore because the Celtics would want a healthy Joe Ingles to be a replacement there. Now, maybe you send Jordan Clarkson in that deal and you send Joe Ingles in a different one. I don't know. But, you know, a player of that caliber or Derek White or whatever is no longer going to be attainable with Joe Ingles plus a first-round pick. Maybe Thaddeus Young from the Spurs, but I'm pretty sure if Thaddeus Young doesn't get traded, he's going to get bought out, and he could go to any team he wants to on basically a veteran minimum. Now, maybe he doesn't want to go to the Jazz with that. Maybe you'd want to go to, like, the Bucks or the Nets or somebody like that. But it's at least worth a try. Instead of paying him the rest of his $14 million for this year, see if you can get him on a minimum through getting bought out. I think Robert Covington could still be a possibility, except for, you know, I think that they could have gotten Robert Covington with a healthy Joe Ingles straight up. I don't think you have to add any picks into it. Now with a hurt Joe Ingles, you're gonna have to put that first round pick in. But that's still an option. But again, I'll keep saying this though. I think the number one option for the Jazz, I think the number one thing they should do is get out of the luxury tax, give themselves a lot of flexibility for this next summer, to where they can make any trades they need to. They can add some people through free agency. They have options at that point. If they get off of Jordan Clarkson's contract for the following year as well, and then Joe Ingles' contract for this year to stay out of the tax. But all that being said, I want to wish Joe, you know, a speedy recovery. I really want to see him in the league again. I don't want to see him, you know, this be the end of his career, that be it and he's done. But I would understand though, again, with him being from Australia, with him having a young family, I totally would understand if he decides that this is it, like he's done. But I would really like to see him play again. He's been a great player for the Jazz for many years. You know, he is a guy that had a hard time getting into the NBA. Was never that great of an athlete. He made himself into a very good shooter. And he is just such a smart, crafty player that just had such a great love for the game. So again, wish him the best. And I hope that whatever the Jazz end up doing with him, that he ends up getting bought out by the team that brings him in, and that he can stick around the Jazz organization while he's rehabbing from his injury. But with that, I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great day, and go Joe Ingles.